Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's been over 100 boat kits that have been sold. We have, I believe, a total of, with more coming in now, I believe we have a couple hundred of those, a few hundred of those. So those are still available. And in those kits, for only $200, you get 12 T-shirts, you get hats, you get a boat flag, and every dime goes to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. So if you plan on attending the party on a boat, definitely get one of those kits. If you just want the Boomer and Geo Casamigos boat party swag, you can buy one of those kits and have that because you got 12 T-shirts, hats, flags. It's tremendous. And all that money goes to a great cause. So once again, the audience getting fired up and getting excited about an event. It's been a very long time since we've been doing a show out and about, so this is going
to
be a big one.
Yeah, Casamigos has made it very easy for us to be able to pull this thing off, and that's who we're really grateful to. I'm also grateful to a guy that I grew up with. You know, he and I played baseball together way back when, and we grew up around the corner from each other. We're great friends when we were younger, and still to this day, he's very much involved in all this, and that's Captain Dave Anderson.
Let me tell you what he has done with this hit, and his work is not done yet. But he has worked his ass off. And by the way, it's not like he's retired. He's got a big job over at Fire Island Ferries, and he's been doing this in his spare time, which he doesn't have a lot of, to be able to put this thing together, make sure all the safety protocols are there, getting everything in order for us. And I'm going to be on a boat with him on Thursday filming the area, and he's going to be a part of it, and I'm going to interview him and say, hey, this is where you can put your boat. This is where the barge is going to be. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been involved in this, and Captain Dave Anderson and the work he has done is right at the top of that list. I mean, we wouldn't be able to pull this off without him or Lee from Casamigos at all. They've been great. Also, Jess Clark has been our promotions manager here, has been heavily involved in all of this. So there's people that are working their asses off to put this together, and we're so grateful for their work. And it's going to be that day is just going to be a culmination of it all, and like I said, I'm going to look at all those boats that are out there at the lake house, and a tear is going to be
great.
In my
you know,
eye.
The other thing, too, I should say is that, you know, once you contacted, along with Jess and everybody else, the lake house, they were unbelievable because they're huge listeners.
My goodness.
And if you've never been to the lake house, those people that are lucky enough to be able to score some tickets there, and you're going to be fed there during our show and everything else, where do you see this place?
Gorgeous.
I mean, it is the absolute perfect venue. And big Boomer and Geo supporters. So, look, we hit a home run, as they say. And, you know, we found all the right people to do all the right things to pull this thing off. So, and it's not an easy thing to pull off.
Eileen, Matt, and Jay at the lake house, just spectacular. Anything that we needed, they said, you got it. We want to be a part of this thing. We're thrilled to be a part of it. And it is the perfect venue for this. We can't wait. All right, this is a guy that we know is going to be there. Dan and Carteret. Hello, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, man? Did you also get tickets? Did you buy tickets to this?
That's what I was trying to get clarity on. I asked Al before he put me in the queue. I mean, I bought the boat kit. It says one ticket, so I'm hoping that my quick trigger on purchasing gets me a ticket into the lake house plus all the boat kit merch swag.
Yeah, I don't think so, Dan. I think there was a separate thing. It was pretty clear. It was a separate thing, tickets and kits. That's what it was.
Yeah, but I clicked on a thing that said one ticket at the bottom of the page when I first went to it. As soon as you guys made the announcement, I was like right on it. And it, It says one.
Dan, I think you got shut out here. I think you got shut out. You can't go.
Yeah, very funny.
You can't. No, I'm serious. You're not allowed in. If you don't have a ticket, you're not allowed in. We put the tickets on sale. I mean, you're not allowed in.
You either buy the boat kit or the ticket, or you buy the ticket and the boat kit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Now the tickets are sold out.
The boat kit does not come with a ticket. It's the boat kit. So you're going to have a lot of T-shirts and hats and a boat flag, not the fly. I guess you could fly it out in front of your house, I guess, if you don't have a boat.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
You have a boat. Can you rent the boat for the day or no?
No, Boomer. No. I'm not renting no boat for today. I got an email from Michelle from your foundation saying that they couldn't capture my address. There was like a computer glitch or something, and so they wanted me to email them directly with my address as well. I just did that.
Yeah, I think that's actually the FBI who's looking for you as well.
No, so you're going to get a nice boat kit. You could share that with your family and friends.
But you can't go to the show.
Yeah, you can't come to the show.
You can't come. It's too bad.
Yeah. Right. Too bad. Hey, you know, I was thinking with all these extra shirts that aren't going to fit me because I'm usually an extra large, you know, like I met up with Al to sign the empty beer cans. Maybe I can meet up with you, Boomer. You can sign the extra shirts that won't fit me. Then I can go meet up with Gio one day, like two separate lunch dates, you know?
Well, are you going? What are you going to do with those things? You're just going to give them away on your Twitter? Or are you going to sell them and then make a donation to the Boomer Esiason Foundation?
I could do either or. Probably the latter of what you just said.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because, I mean, you're just giving away this stuff on your Twitter. Like, that's making a difference. I mean, it's weird. You know, why don't you do something to benefit some charity or something, for Christ's sakes, instead of trying to get more followers?
Well, I didn't want to charge people for the empty signed beer cans. You know what I mean? That to me would be a little extreme.
Well, it's a little different. You got an NFL MVP signature on these shirts, for Christ's sakes. It's a little bit different than an empty beer can.
I think you're asking a lot. I think you're asking for extra, and there's really no reason for you to ask for extra. I mean, you know, now we're going to have to give everybody extra if we give you extra. So you're setting a bad example. I appreciate you buying the boat ticket. Hang on for a second. The boat kit, I should say. Hang on for a second. I think Al has a message for you. Okay, so... thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Al's got a message for Dan. Is it you're shut out of the boat party because you didn't
buy a
ticket?
He's got to tell him. You didn't buy a ticket, you dope.
The message is, see you.
I mean, it couldn't have been more clear. It had two things there. Ticket, boat kit. Ticket,
right. Boat kit.
It was separated. Amount of money was different. Explanation of what you got was different. And you ended up buying the wrong thing. And now the tickets are sold out and he's out. And now he's going to be hammering us for also, can I get it on a list? Can I do this? No. You're not getting any special treatment now. He could sit in the parking lot maybe if he wants.
But you know, he's a guy. He is a guy that has told us that he knows how to make moves.
Oh, he'll make moves.
He'll be making moves. He'll be
in a submarine.
Well, he'll show up and he'll say he's a dockhand or something, or he's a clammer in my boat.
What are the FanDuel odds on Dan getting into the party?
Right.
He'll definitely slither his way in there. All of a sudden, you'll see him with like a plate of hors d'oeuvres. Be like, what?
I will take Dan getting in.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, he'll get in. He'll get in somehow. Won't be with our help, though. I mean, we can't be providing special treatment to Dan and Carteret. Did he understand, Al?
I'm not sure he understands, but he'll find out that morning.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say, put up the old stop sign.
Yeah.
See ya.
I'll have to have a folding chair and his little cooler out in the parking lot, and he can watch from there. He'll be able to hear the show.
Actually, he probably wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
He'll have all those Al Boring's beer that's coming back now.
Yes, that's
right.
Yeah,
those are coming out Thursday, so Dan will be
he'll
right
have
back.
A cooler full of that, giving them to anybody who walks by, any gal, that is.
Do you have are you selling any Al's Boring Yetis?
Oh, no, wow. I haven't thought of that.
That's what you should be doing. Oof.
That's a great idea.
Interesting.
That is a great idea. By the way, there's also another element of this is Backblade has decided to join in the boat party.
Okay, and you're going to shave your back?
No. For one specific reason. They're interested in one person in the staff. So
Zoo.
You got it. Backblade said, we want to be a part of the boat party.
Yes.
But we want to have Zoo shaved.
Well, I think Big Zoo is going to be here.
You know, Big Zoo is going to be, I called Big Zoo. And Big Zoo, I told him he has to be there at the boat party. And to make sure that he is there and in person. I talked to him about Backblade and everything. We're taking care of him. So if he didn't reach out to somebody and change that schedule by now, that's on him.
That schedule's not made yet.
And then that's on him. But he has to be there to now get shaved. So we have to decide who's going to shave Big Zoo. And I'm thinking, you know, in a windy type situation.
Oh.
With that hair, that back hair
flying
and chest hair flying, it could get a little tough.
He's getting his chest shaved too.
And back, yeah.
Really? So he's getting the whole thing done.
Yeah, the whole
thing.
You
gotta watch his nipples.
Yeah, you do. But whoever's shaving them will know where they are. I
could see him having
pepperonis.
Pepperoni nips.
Large nipples.
I'm sure he does. Every one of those videos with his shirt off, he didn't show his nipples. So he may have three. He may be one of those guys. One smack in the middle, too.
He's a Cyclops nipple guy.
Right. You tug on that thing, blue cheese comes out. Who do you think should shave Big Zoo? Who would be a good person to shave Zoo? Should we get like a bikini model to shave him or something?
A great suggestion from great Andrew Parenti.
Yeah.
Dan from Carteret. That could be his way in.
Combine those
I don't
want to
see that.
Nobody wants to see that.
I don't want
to
see that. I don't want to see any of it.
Tom at Brightwater's going on, Tom.
Hello.
Hey,
Tommy,
Tom,
what's happening?
Hey, guys. I just want to let you know, listen, that the Lake House, awesome restaurant, really super nice, but let your boaters hug at ferries are. It's super shallow out
there. Yeah, in the middle, Tom, I know. So in the middle, it's a little bit shallower. The ferries go in and out of there, though, so it's plenty deep. This is something that we have accounted for, Tom, trust me, and this is another thing that I'm going to put in this video when I go out there with Captain Dave to let everybody know about it. So I appreciate the info, Tom. That's what boaters do. Boaters look out for boaters. But we know there is one little shallow area there. We'll explain where that is, and it'll be fine.
I think if you're a boater and you're going somewhere,
you know,
maybe if you're not familiar with where you're going, you always look at the
depth
maps,
finder.
Right? Like, but you look at the maps first, you?
Yeah, but I mean, most people have GPSs with depth finders on it now.
You're a seaman.
Yeah.
And I know that when you go out, before you go out,
you
look
to
where you're going and you make sure that you know the right track of where to go. And you also know the depth, because we all know that the Great South Bay can be very shallow in areas.
That is right. So, but it'll be fine. And the ferries go in and out of there. Freight ferries go in and out of there.
And that shallow area, maybe the kayaks can congregate there.
if
you're coming in a kayak.
Yeah, that's right.
To
you
the party.
If you want to come in a kayak, come in a kayak.
I did get that call off the air. I got a kayak. Can I come? I go, listen, if you're allowed to have a kayak over there, then bring your kayak.
Bring your friggin' kayak.
Good luck. Good luck navigating all the maniacs out there with formulas and regulations.
I have a Sea-Doo. Can I show up?
Oh, yeah. Maybe the Mastic Navy will come with the jet skis. Bless us with their presence. That'll be crazy.
Now, how much does the tide go up and down in the Great South Bay?
Significantly.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it does. It's significantly. But listen, if ferries can go in and out of there, anything can go in and out of there.
There would be times where I'd be in the water up to my chest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the tide would go out and it would be my waist.
Sure. No, of course. Yeah. I mean, you got to be careful. You know, people have they'll throw anchor somewhere and they'll go back out, they'll go to the beach and then they come back out and their boat is on land. And you're like, whoa, what the hell do I do now?
Yes.
And you got to sit there and wait till the tide comes back up. But people know it'll be fine. It's just the only thing that I'm worried about is the amount of boats that are in there. And there's a couple of ferries that do have to run. So we have they're going to have to go out. We have to keep one track clear so the ferry can get out.
There'll be police boats out there.
And there will
be, sure.
Yes. Coast Guard and police boats.
Coast Guard, wow.
Coast Guard, yes. Thanks to Captain Dave Anderson, yes. I'm telling you, man, we're not messing around. Every day on my way home, I'm on phone calls.
And a destroyer also.
Oh, man.
This will be a first class, big time.
Yeah, we're not, I mean,
event. The visuals, and assuming it's a beautiful day and it all works out, it's going to be just absolutely terrific and something that, you know, both Gio and I are proud to be a part of simply because it's really, this is where we grew up.
Yep.
This is our hood, if you say. And, you know, if you really think about it.
It is. And we know the listeners' base out there is tremendous. As we saw at the Blue Point Show, it's going to be even bigger for this one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry's here with his update. What's shaking, Jerry?
All right, well, because we've got everything going on, and it is certainly going to be a busy night, we are brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. Mention Long Island. And the Islanders tonight, for sure, game two against the Lightning in Tampa. And we have heard from the man, the myth, the legend himself, Stu Feiner.
Oh, yeah.
Has released a pregame message to Tampa Bay. I cut it into three pieces here. Here is segment numero uno. He's, by the way, he's in a beautiful in-ground pool just hanging out somewhere.
His house is gorgeous. We all have to go there.
Living the life.
Great, fabulous morning to you. Ready to roll, ready to roll, ready to roll. Yeah, it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's game two, Islanders Lightning. Yeah, we're going to put them in a coffin. We're going to put them to sleep. It's the Tampa Bay Lightning's funeral.
All right, Tampa Bay's Lightning. Now, Eddie, just make sure you're listening in case I missed a curse word here. Here he goes from we're going to kick their ass to, all right, let's scale it back a little bit.
Now, mad respect for the champs, fabulous team, phenomenal goaltending, very well coached. You're going down! You're tonight! If you don't know it, I just told you! Tampa Bay Lightning, you are
That's tremendous. And then I get a little shout-out from the big guy himself.
I was just informed Jerry Recco is a lifesaver. You look at this man and you say, yeah, he's cute. Yeah, I'll give him a hug, but you don't realize he saves lives! Jerry Recco, I love you! I would die for you! I would save your life! Listen!
It could not be any better.
Right out of nowhere. So that's cool.
Oh, that was just in his brain. He's just emptying out his brain.
He is ready to rock today.
He called you cute.
He did, yes. That's fine. I've been called worse. So, yeah, there you go. Stu Feiner ready to go tonight. Islanders Lightning in Tampa. It is the Lightning's funeral. Put him in a coffin tonight. He called for the sweep, by the way.
Oh,
four
easy.
Straight.
Easy.
Wow. Well, let's see what you got. Four in a row, that's all. You're a quarter of the way there. We'll see if they can get all the way there. Also tonight, you've got the Nets and the Bucks, Barclays Center. Did not hear from Stu on this one. It is game five. Series is tied at 2-2. As we know, the big storyline is Irving and Harden both out. Here is Steve Nash, moving on without them.
It's tough to lose, you know, great players, but we've lost guys all season.
And so it's up to Kevin Durant. He says, sure, it's going to be tough without them.
We wish they were out there playing, but I know they're going to be doing their best to get back on the floor and get healthy as fast as possible. And that's all we can all we can hope for.
And get more production out of some of the other guys for sure as well. Big game five tonight. The Nets won their first two on their home floor. Milwaukee came back with wins in games 3 and 4. But again, the Nets shorthanded tonight. Meantime, the Sixers and Hawks are now even at 2 games apiece as Atlanta has fought back to tie it.
Trey behind the pick. Trey drives. Trey's floater in the lane is good. And the Hawks lead 99-98. Trey Young, 21 points. Hawks by a point.
Yeah, a move that Knicks fans certainly saw a lot of down the lane, the little runner in the air. That was the go-ahead hoop, and Atlanta wound up winning that game to even the 103-100. 25 points for Young, that's impressive, but even more impressive, 18 assists on the night. Here was Joel Embiid. He was 4-for-20 himself, battling the injury bug.
I can always be better, but as far as, you know, just being 100%, I don't think that's going to happen.
He's going to have to fight through, no doubt. He was 0-for-12 in the second half of this game, and so they will head back to Philly tied at 2-2. Clippers drop games 1 and 2 in Utah, and they come, or rather, to Utah. I'm trying to think, was that they lose at home the first two?
Yes.
I'm confused,
yes.
Right? So they come back now with 2 in a row as they win last night. Kawhi Leonard, this was the highlight we played earlier this morning from Jazz Radio.
Isolation, Kawhi at the top, driving. Oh, my gosh! Oh, my goodness gracious! Kawhi Leonard just rose up with a right hand, went chest to chest with Derek Favors and packed it.
Yeah, right in his face. That was Jazz Radio. Pretty good. 118-104 the final. Leonard and Paul George, really a two-man team. 31 points apiece. Here was George. He says, we're trying to do as much as we can.
There's opportunities for us to score when we get switches. But then there's opportunities to allow our teammates to be aggressive and make plays for our teammates when we can attack.
And that's what they did last night. And so all three of these series that we mentioned here this morning are going to a game five, even at 2-2. And, of course, Phoenix is waiting for their opponent in the conference finals.
You see the Suns and 4 guy went viral, the guy who punched out.
Al was telling me about this morning.
All right, so as a Suns fan, and he's getting into it with Nugget fans, and he starts punching 2 guys out. He clearly wins the fight. And then when he's done punching these guys in the face, he goes, Suns in 4. And it's like, it is kind of funny. So then Devin Booker says, I need my man's info. And then people found him and sent it to Devin Booker. But, you know, of course, there were a couple tight asses out there like, oh, you're really going to promote this guy? He's punching people in the face. You're promoting violence, Devin Booker? I was like, come on.
Well, supposedly he was sucker punched by those two Denver Nuggets fans first.
Well, then perfect. Well,
that
great.
Makes
that
sense,
should be
then.
The response. But you should see this guy. I mean, he's just bam, 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 Suns in 4. It was great.
Well, that makes a lot more sense than this morning we were told. We had no idea why that happened.
Man, I mean, we're becoming more and more like English soccer matches.
Yeah.
You know, in the stands. It's getting nuts.
Speaking of that, I forget the kid, Erickson, was that his name?
Christian Erickson.
I believe he was speaking up, not up and around, but he was alert and speaking yesterday in his hospital room. So that's certainly a positive
development. Have they said anything about what exactly happened to him?
Other than cardiac arrest, I have not seen. I don't know. Not sure the answer to that. Last night at Citi Field, Mets and Cubs got started. 4-game series. The Mets had a good weekend over the Padres, taking 2 of 3, though they did lose on Sunday. They bounce right back with a win over the Cubs.
Now the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball straight away center. It's deep. Marisnik going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Home run, Dom Smith. So Smith, who has hit Jake Arrieta very hard in the past, has broken out of an 0-for-20 slump against Arrieta tonight with a single and now his 5th home run of the year.
That is Howie Rose with the call on WCBS.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hello, Howie. 5-2. The final score, Mets beat the Cubs. Kevin Pillar drove in a couple with a double. You also had RBI singles from James McCann and Brandon Drury. And so the Mets go to 33-25. 6 scoreless innings of one-hit baseball from David Peterson, who really struggled prior to this start. He allowed just the one hit and struck out 3. Here was Luis Rojas. What was different this time around for Peterson?
Command. Had good command, right? It was attacking batters. He didn't shy away of the zone. That's a really good lineup. They didn't have bias in the starting lineup, but they had a really good lineup going on.
Really good lineup, and he did the job. Kevin Pillar on his RBI double that he lashed to left.
Was able to get myself in a good count and get a good pitch to hit.
He's been a good find for sure. Mets have won 4 of 5, 6 of 8. As they continue to lead the NL. They have the biggest lead in baseball, do they not?
They
do. In all the divisions?
Yeah, they do. And also, I mean, if you look at the loss column, because the Mets have played fewer games, it's a significant number.
True.
So, I mean, it's great with what they've gone through. This is spectacular. And the fact that they beat the Padres 2 out of 3 and then took the first one here from the Cubs, it's not like they're beating up on the league's worst team.
Cubs have been playing well. Yeah. Even with the loss, the Cubs are, I think, 10 games over 500.
Yeah, this is not the Twins.
No, it's not the Twins.
This is not the Twins for sure. So.
It's the only team the Yankees can beat. This is going to be interesting up in Buffalo starting tonight.
Yeah, Yankees and Blue Jays. Yankees, as we know, have struggled, and they are dropping in the standings because the Rays won again last night. The Red Sox won again last night. So they are on, what's today, June 15th? They find themselves 9 games out in the AL East. So, and then in terms of the pitching matchup tonight, you've got Jordan Montgomery against Hyunjin Ryu, who, as Al pointed out this morning, and he was right, we looked at it, has done very well against the Yankees in his career. So big game for the Yankees to try and right the ship. Because right
big
now it has not gone well.
Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh, absolutely.
What it really is.
No, there's no question about it. Yeah. And then we also discussed the whole, and I mentioned this morning the Red Sox winning. It was they beat the Blue Jays last night. I said the Orioles earlier. So they beat the Blue Jays. So Toronto coming in off a loss last night. Baseball expected to announce today that any players caught with a foreign substance will be suspended for 10 days. I don't believe that's happened yet, but it is expected to happen at some point.
10 days with pay.
10 days with
Which
pay.
It's like a vacation.
You almost wonder, like, what's the incentive not to then?
Yeah,
if you don't get caught, what's the difference? And even if you do get caught, what's the difference?
Yeah, fans don't seem to care all that much.
Do you think the umpire, we're going to see the umpires going out and checking more
yes,
and more?
I think so. I think this if they're doing this in mid-season, it means enough to them to make sure the umpires check.
Will they do that when there's a commercial break, or will they do that when there's live baseball being played?
They'll do it if they see something. They see a guy futzing around with the cap or the belt or whatever and say, hey, all right, what do you got going on there? Or if the umpire sees a ball, picks it up,
right,
and inspects it, something like that.
Why
like
don't
they
just do it by spin rate?
I don't. Do they have that in the ballpark?
How else do they? Where else do they get it from?
Well, this. I assume that was an MLB thing that's just data collected from every game. I didn't know
which,
that they
which
had
means that would be in every ballpark, and you know they measure the speed of pitches,
so you
and now
need...
they can measure the spin rate of pitches. So if a spin rate is, you know, I don't know what the average spin rate is, but if it's significantly higher, then maybe he's using something. I don't know.
I suppose it's possible. Things they have to work through. Also, the Rangers hired Gerard Gallant. We didn't mention that this hour as their new head coach. And Jamison Crowder with the Jets reportedly agree on a new restructured deal for this year. It looks like he's taking a pay cut. And what's going on with Stephon Gilmore up in New England? He did not report for mandatory minicamp that began Monday. And what's the cornerback, the guy from Jacksonville that went to L.A.?
Jalen Ramsey.
I see he's already trying to recruit him to come play. I mean, he's trying to get everybody.
Yes, of course
so,
he is.
Yeah, you don't like
he's
it
trying,
there? Come
trying,
on out.
Trying to build the nets in the NFL.
There you go. Yeah, you know, if it works, go for it.
You get Nordic nut sack.
Okay, that was a tape. That was
nice.
A tape. That's not right. Don't do that. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. All right, so earlier I played a clip of Bruce Beck asking David Peterson how happy he was with his length and how satisfying it was to him. Peterson responded by saying, "What?" And then Boomer chimed in.
He should have just been a little bit more humble, I think. I think he just should have said, "Bruce, you know, it was really important for me and my team, for my team to see me go out and do this." That's probably what he should have said. You don't sit there and insult Bruce Beck.
Yeah, you don't go after Bruce.
No way.
You don't have that attitude with Bruce Beck of NBC.
That's wrong. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Perhaps he thought he was asking him about his penis.
What? What is wrong with you this morning?
Hey, David, Bruce Beck, NBC, Channel 4. I'll bet you swing.
Big Johnson.
What? What is wrong with you?
Tell me you didn't think the same thing.
I wasn't thinking the same thing.
David,
you gotta stop
telling me what the length mean to you tonight?
No, listen.
David, what did the length mean to you tonight? How important was that and how satisfying is it to you?
The what?
The length that you got.
Oh, come on. You thought the same thing. No, given the fact that David Peterson has been brutal the last couple times out and did not have length, I knew exactly what Bruce Beck was asking.
How about the girth of tonight's outing?
Jesus God.
How about that?
There you go, guys. Moment of the day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila.
Oh, very good.
This
Thank
is about
you.
The man's penis?
Oh, God.
Thank that was you. The tape.
Thank you, Jerry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Remember, it was a couple months ago that I got crushed for saying that Kevin James shouldn't be playing Sean Payton in a movie because they don't look anything alike, and Kevin James is built a little bit bigger, and then like all these Kevin James people came after me, like I was somehow denigrating or making fun of Kevin James, which I was not. Like, he's in shape, he's a UFC guy, he's this, he's that, he's a Long Island guy, he's a Mets fan. I was like, whoa, everybody's defending Kevin James. Well, the first pictures of Kevin James as Sean Payton have come out, and I rest my case. He looks nothing like Sean Payton, even when he's wearing the Saints gear. He's got his head totally shaved. Sean Payton doesn't, unless he's putting a hairpiece on, maybe, and then his head is shaved for that, and they don't have a picture of that. Looks nothing like him! Nothing! It's not even close!
What is the name of the movie, by the way?
Hold on, I'll get it for you.
And what is, it's the whole thing is about, what, the Saints or Sean Payton?
So it is about the fallout from NFL's Bountygate scandal.
Okay.
Kevin James is playing Sean Payton in the flick called Home Team. And it even says in the article, even though they don't look exactly alike, you get the point. Even TMZ Sports is saying that. And Payton has a cameo in the film, so they dress him up looking like somebody else, and he pops in for a cameo. But this movie and this idea for a movie is very odd to me. The fallout from the Bountygate scandal? Like, what? Is that interesting enough to make a Hollywood flick about?
Well, I think the NFL is extremely popular. I think he's a very popular coach. And I think it's, the significance. Like, I don't think people realize the significance of the penalties that came down.
No, people
when
do.
When that hit. I don't know. I think we move on to the next thing. And then the next thing comes and that thing gets further and further from our minds. So,
but didn't the players, like, didn't Vilma's suspension get overturned? See,
the players had a different level
of
suspension and penalties as compared to the coach who lost $7.5 million in a year of coaching.
So, all right, so the fallout from the scandal. So basically, if Sean Payton's involved in this movie and he's in a cameo, he's making a cameo in the movie, this is going to paint him in a very good light, you would think. Like, this is, so who's this going to trash? Is this going to trash Greg Williams,
maybe?
Joe Vitt? Like, who's the bad guy going to be?
But it also does internally. It shows you how, people turn on each other, right? That was part of the problem with the Jet coaching staff.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how deep-seated that whole thing got because Joe Vitt was the father-in-law to Adam Gase, right?
And Adam Gase.
Right, and then Adam Gase brought him with him from Miami
and
put him on his staff, and he's obviously a defensive coach, and who was the defensive coordinator that was already here?
Yeah, well, Greg Williams.
Yeah, that was a perfect hire. That seemed to fit perfectly.
Yeah, they screwed a lot of things up during that tenure.
You ain't kidding, man.
There's a lot of mistakes.
See, everybody says to me, goes, why are you so, into the front office and the machinations that go on in an NFL front office, or, for that matter, any organization's front office? I'll tell you why. Because when I came to the Jets, I had three head coaches in 3 years. I had an older owner who was basically fed up and impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a general manager. We had a general manager that passed away while he was on the job, Dick Steinberg. And people forget that and forget the revolving doors of players that came through here from the years that I was here, 1993, 1994, and 1995. And that's why when I see what happened to Sam Darnold here in New York, I couldn't wait for him to get out of here because of all the different things that he had to deal with as a player on the field that impacted him off the field. And what you want is you want stability. And every franchise is dying for that stability. And I would tell you this, that I think the Mets under Steve Cohen are going to have that stability. I believe the Islanders have it with Barry Trotz and Lou Lamoriello. I believe the Yankees have had it for years with Brian Cashman and whether it be Joe Girardi, Joe Torre, or Aaron Boone. They've been a very successful franchise, you know, today notwithstanding. Okay, so you always want to have that top end of your organization, ownership, front office, coaching staff, all the way down to the players, affects them adversely. And I think that Sam Darnold was affected adversely because of all those idiotic decisions.
Well, that's that classic question, you know, chicken or the egg type of thing. Like, could someone who was more talented, more mature, could Patrick Mahomes, if he came here in that same environment?
Absolutely not.
You think that he'd be on another team right now?
For Andy Reid, he's solid. They sat him for a year. He got to learn the offense. He got to sit behind Alex Smith. It was like the best of both worlds.
Do you think that if Patrick Mahomes...
I'll tell you, like, look what Tom Thibodeau did with the Knicks.
No, I understand. But no, I mean, if Patrick Mahomes were drafted by the Jets, you think he'd be on another team right now?
I have no idea. I don't think. No. I think that a lot of it depends. I was lucky. I was drafted in Cincinnati when they hired a first-time head coach in the NFL who came from Bill Walsh's system and had an ability or a want to be different and to create something that had never been created before. And I was lucky to be there and to be a part of that. I didn't think that when I first got drafted. It took me a few years to realize it. And the further I got away from it, I realized just how good I had it when I first got there. Meaning that the grass isn't always greener somewhere else, especially if you're stepping into a blender. And once you're into that blender, whatever sport it may be, it is going to have a negative effect on the player's performance, all the players. But in this case, a 21-year-old quarterback in the NFL is given the starting job with one coach, then has to come back under another coach, get sick, and then has to deal with a revolving door of players and then two different general managers.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who could not survive that.
That is, you know, it's one thing if you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're trying to protect your future right now. But it's another thing if you're 21 and you're like, your head is spinning. So the best thing that ever could have happened to Sam Darnold is to go somewhere else. And the best thing that could have happened for the Jets is to draft Zach Wilson under this current set of circumstances, which will continue to build over the next couple of years. And you'd like to think that Saleh and Joe Douglas are going to be a solid front office.
All right, tonight, you feel like making some predictions? You feeling like you got your finger on the pulse?
You know, I don't like making predictions about these things. I don't like what the Nets are facing. And I think the Islanders are going to be facing a team that's going to come out with a major purpose. And everybody who's
ever played... So you think both teams are going to lose then?
I think I would just say the Islanders' structure and defense and their hot goalie give them a better chance, I think, than the Nets have.
That Nets line has come down on FanDuel Sportsbook. When we started the show, it was Bucks minus five. It's now Bucks minus four, so it's come down a little bit. I think the Nets win tonight.
I mean, the people are on the Nets.
I think the Nets win tonight. I do.
I think Kevin Durant's going to have a huge night.
Just went to 3.5.
Wow.
Just went to 3.5.
And that's going to have to. Durant's going to have to. A huge night. Joe Harris has got to shoot well.
We speak.
Oof. It's frustrating, man, watching your best players get hurt. There's nothing worse.
That line is coming down as we speak. The Lightning are a tremendous favorite. Minus 194 tonight.
Yeah, I think most people think that, you know, like, I don't know why the Islanders don't get the respect that they deserve.
They don't.
But they're playing against the defending Stanley Cup champions now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're loaded. They're not missing anybody.
Right. I know. I mean, nobody expects the Islanders to come back home up 2-0 against the Lightning. They just don't. But
if they do,
the way that they have played, you're telling me that that's not a possibility?
Of course it is. It's structure, it's smart plays with the puck, and a hot goaltender. That's what you need.
Right.
And you got to hope that the game doesn't open up from a Tampa Bay standpoint, because they get going and they get flying and they get that puck out of their zone about as quick as any team in the league. You know, that creates problems. But the Islanders, for the most part, Their defensemen have played really smart hockey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.